the 14 best beaches in the world and how much it costs to visit them by Alana Akhtar, Megan Leonhardt, and Carrie Ann Renzulli. No matter how you define a beach or how high your waterfront standards may be, money has found a perfect destination for you. The following 14 beaches, both in the U.S. and overseas, range widely. They include quiet sandy retreats, breaks surfers will love, lush foliage-hidden escapes, and kid-friendly options with boardwalk games. The one thing they share? All offer that ideal mix of waterfront amenities and affordability. Money weighed thousands of data points about more than 250 popular beach spots across the world to narrow the list, picking 7 domestic and 7 international destinations. Only one international winner was chosen per country. Domestically, we limited winners to one city in each state. All right, we start with the best U.S. beach vacations. Number 1, Pompano Beach, Florida. Average airfare, $278. Average hotel night, $124. Cost of a week for two, $2,125. Enjoy all that Florida beaches are known for. Warm ocean waters, long stretches of golden sand, and tons of sunshine at a more reasonable cost with a stay in Pompano Beach, otherwise known as the heart of the Gold Coast. Sitting on the Atlantic Ocean just north of Fort Lauderdale, Pompano Beach is an affordable and family-friendly alternative to other South Florida hotspots, says Lonely Planet's Evan Goat. Average rates for hotel rooms run only $124 a night, according to Hotels.com. That's less than what you'd pay to stay in Fort Lauderdale, Miami, or West Palm Beach. And it's one reason Pompano Beach landed at number 5 on this year's Best in Travel list. Don't think you'll be sacrificing any beach fun. Pompano still offers more than enough to satisfy every kind of water lover. From the shore, you can access natural coral reefs. Scuba divers, meanwhile, can visit 18 shipwrecks in the area. The Okinawa, located just off the 1,000-foot-long Pompano Beach Pier, currently closed for a major reconstruction, by the way, makes for a great beginner dive, with the top of the wreck sighted just 40 feet below the surface. As befits its name, Pompano Beach attracts plenty of sport fishers, too. Every May, the town hosts a fishing rodeo, this year on May 19th. Some catches can earn more than $18,000. Families will love the beachside playgrounds, complete with grills and picnic tables, as well as the shoreline itself. At more than 100 yards wide, it gives kids more than enough space to build castles and bury their siblings. Number 2, Asbury Park, New Jersey. Average airfare, $293. Average hotel night, $185. Cost of a week for two, $2,676. Made famous by Bruce Springsteen, Asbury Park offers the classic combo of beach and boardwalk. Surfers can be seen riding the waves on this mile-long stretch of the Jersey Shore. Like most shore beaches, Asbury Park requires a pass. Weekdays $5, weekends $7. If the sun isn't cooperating, while away time with a host of nearby family-friendly activities, including the Silverball Museum Arcade, no quarters needed, passes sold starting at $10, which showcases hundreds of antique pinball games. Looking for fun after the sun goes down? The Stone Pony, one of the area's biggest music venues, puts on an annual summer stage concert series. This summer's lineup includes Newfound Glory, Boy George and the Culture Club, and Billy Currington. Restaurants and shops are open late for the monthly First Saturday Asbury Park. Swing by Asbury Fest Hall and Beer Garden for a beer, over 50 on tap, or take in the sunsets from the rooftop bar Salvation, part of the Asbury Hotel. Number 3, Sag Harbor, New York. Average airfare, $386. Average hotel night, $350. Cost of a week for two, $3,651. Sag Harbor has fewer celebrity homes and summer crowds than other parts of the Hamptons, but that's what makes it so special. Family-owned groceries, antique stores, and art galleries line the streets, giving the town a laid-back vibe. The village also has a rich history, including its use as a British naval port during the Revolutionary War and later status as a refuge for African Americans during the Jim Crow era. A reservation at the American Hotel may give you a taste of Sag Harbor's history and culture. Built in 1846, it remains the epicenter of Sag Harbor life, according to Coastal Living. The hotel has a 30,000-bottle wine list and a French restaurant founded by the legendary wine director Ted Conklin, where you can find local firefighters and celebrities intermingling. Families and dogs love Foster Memorial Long Beach on Noyak Bay. The waters are calm and get warm faster than the ocean, making it ideal for young children. Lifeguards are on duty from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and the beach closes at 9. Bathrooms and showers are available on site and parking permits are $20 a day during the high season. Number 4, Long Beach, California. Average airfare, $301. Average hotel night, $178. Cost of a week for two, $2,508. Although once a must-visit destination for surfers, Long Beach constructed wave-taming breakwaters around the beach starting in the first half of the 20th century. The calm water is now more suitable for recreational swimmers and children and offers the opportunities for various water sports like kayaking and kitesurfing. Alamitos and Junipero beaches are walking distance from the hotels and restaurants in downtown Long Beach. Locals and visitors alike can enjoy biking along the several scenic beachfront bike trails. If you didn't bring a bike, the city has several rental options. Long Beach Bike Share, for instance, offers 60 minutes of biking for $7. For dining and shopping, walk over to the Shoreline Village Entertainment Center that overlooks the Rainbow Harbor. You can either eat at the upscale Queensview Steakhouse or snack on hot dogs at Tugboat Pete's. Kids may enjoy the Pelican Pier Pavilion's 70 arcade games, plus the center's large carousel. Across from Shoreline on Rainbow Harbor, you can also visit the Aquarium of the Pacific, the largest aquarium in Southern California and the fourth most attended in the world. The attraction has over 50 exhibits and 11,000 animals, including sharks, squids, penguins, and sea otters. Number 5, Glen Arbor, Michigan. Average airfare, $515. Average hotel night, $150. Cost of a week for two, $2,689. Perched on a small strip of land running between Glen Lake and Sleeping Bear Bay, Glen Arbor offers visitors the best of northern Michigan. Water laps at a shore of white sand, inviting quiet sunbathers, hikers, and water sport enthusiasts. Glen Arbor is situated in the middle of the Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore, a federally protected park, and delivers easy access to 65 miles of shoreline, forested islands, walking trails, including the paved Sleeping Bear Heritage Trail, and the park's most prominent feature, Mammoth Sand Dunes. Climb to the overlooks at the Sleeping Bear, Empire, or Pyramid Point Bluffs, and you'll be treated to lake views from more than 400 feet up. Settle in at Peterson Beach for a quiet lounging with views of the Empire Bluff sand dunes to the north and Platte River Point to the south. Kids may prefer a stop at Esch Beach, also called Otter Creek Beach. The swimming area is located at the creek mouth, but shallow enough that you can walk upstream to admire wildflowers blooming on the banks. Year-over-year prices for a hotel room in Glen Arbor have dropped 21%, according to HipMonk, making this a good year to have a Michigan summer. Number 6, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Average airfare, $286. Average hotel night, $155. Cost of a week for two, $2,332. The hub of South Carolina's Grand Strand, a 60-mile-long crescent-shaped stretch of beaches that runs along the Atlantic Ocean, Myrtle Beach offers families everything they need to keep active kids happy without pinching the wallet too much. Flights are down nearly 13% year over year, according to Kayak, and a week-long trip for a family of four averages $3,535. This beach resort isn't for those looking for a tranquil escape. Myrtle Beach is a booming vacation town hosting more than 16 million visitors per year. Its clean beaches are still the main draw, but are surrounded by shops, snacks, and tourist attractions. The 1.2-mile beachfront boardwalk is lined with arcades and souvenir stands. You can stop in at the iconic Peaches Corner for a hot dog or take a spin on the 187-foot Skywheel. At night, the massive ride dazzles with an evening light show. Reach the southern end of the path and you can wander through sand dunes to get a more natural view. Celebrity-designed golf courses entice more seasoned putters to Myrtle Beach, while kids can try for a hole-in-one in the self-proclaimed miniature golf capital of the world. There are dozens of mini-golf courses, and over-the-top kitsch includes fire-breathing dragons and giant volcanoes. Most courses offer full-day tickets, so you can let your kids play extra rounds without an extra cost. For a break from the attractions and outlet malls, visit Myrtle Beach State Park or nearby Huntington Beach State Park, both of which offer overnight camping and educational activities, so your family can learn more about alligators and loggerhead sea turtles. Number 7, Outer Banks, North Carolina. Average airfare, $325. Average hotel night, $142. Cost of a week for two, $2,382. With over 100 miles of shoreline, the barrier islands that make up the Outer Banks offer a wide range of beach options for visitors. Those looking for footpaths, piers, and free parking should check out the northern beach towns, as they're known, including Pet Friendly Duck and the Surfers Hangout at Kitty Hawk. The Cape Hatteras National Seashore, which is free, on the other hand, offers a less commercial shoreline. This is also where you can climb the eye-catching black-and-white Bodhi Island Lighthouse, $10. And if you're looking to cut costs, the park offers campgrounds with nightly rates starting at $20. The Outer Banks also offers more than just free beaches. Travel back in time at Raleigh National Historic Site, which is free, to discover how European settlers and Native Americans fared, and learn about the mysterious disappearance of the Roanoke Island settlement. Aviation buffs can see the site of the first successful flight at the Wright Brothers National Memorial, $7. The main visitor center is under renovation, but a smaller temporary facility is up and running. All right, now we move on to the best international beach vacations. And number 1 is Bali, Indonesia. Average airfare, $990. Average hotel night, $133. Cost of a week for two, $3,464. Famed as a tropical paradise, Bali's reality doesn't disappoint. Whatever waterfront fantasy you've envisioned, from tranquil, isolated strands to big wave surfing to raucous beach parties, Bali has a spot for you. The best part, paradise has gotten cheaper. Flights are down 8% on average since 2016, according to Kayak. Surfers looking to challenge their skills should visit the waves breaking off Balangan Beach. This reef break in the Bukit Peninsula offers large, consistent barrels for experienced surfers. Beginner surfers, or those looking to learn, should head to Kuta Beach, one of the most visited places on the island. It's also one of the easiest places to surf, with several local businesses offering lessons. If you're looking for undersea treasures, stop off at Black Sand Ahmed Beach on the island's eastern shore. The coral-filled waters with multiple shipwrecks are a hit with scuba divers, and those willing to work a bit can discover largely isolated hidden beaches all across Bali. Nyang Nyang Beach, for instance, requires some trekking, but rewards the adventurous with empty stretches of sand. Finally, no trip to Bali would be complete without a visit to at least one stunning temple. The shoreline hosts several stunning options, including Tanah Lot Temple, which sits on a large offshore rock. It's one of seven sea temples that run along the southwestern coast and offer a view of the next site in the chain. Number 2, Mallorca, Spain. Average airfare, $881. Average hotel night, $210. Cost of a week for two, $4,204. Famed largely for its beach clubs and nightlife, this Spanish island also offers sheltered beach coves and peaceful hill towns. Even among the tourist swarms of mid-August, you can find pockets of silence, says Tom Stainer, a Lonely Planet destination editor. To get to the island, you fly into the chic city of Palma and spend some time exploring. Take in the imposing Catedral de Mallorca, then have lunch at Marc Foch, the Michelin-starred chef's namesake restaurant. A three-course meal of weekly specials, such as salmon and coffee panna cotta, will set you back less than $40. Then go beyond the city limits. Stainer recommends visiting the nearby coves, trekking to hilltop monasteries, or cycling through the surrounding villages. One scenic beach, Plata des Colbais, is only accessible by foot or by boat, and the trail down can be steep and rocky in places. Lonely Planet suggests arriving early or late to see the beach at its most serene. Number 3, Crete, Greece. Average airfare, $1,215. Average hotel night, $126. Cost of a week for two, $4,224. At over 3,200 square miles, Crete is Greece's largest island, home to an abundance of historic sites, natural beauty, and outdoor attractions, ranging from farmers markets to mountain biking excursions and glass-bottomed boat rides. Check out spots like Elefanisi Beach, known for its pink sand. Balos Beach and Lagoon, set in a nature preserve, is also a stunner, with clear turquoise waters. World-famous archaeological sites include the Palace of Knossos. Crete also has a distinct culture and a great food scene. A plethora of tavernas serve fresh seafood and house-made rakı and cheeses. Be sure to sample some of this Mediterranean island's wines at the Lyrarakis Winery. Tasting started around $10, and check out its world-famous olive oil. Number 4, Jeju Island, South Korea. Average airfare, $1,034. Average hotel night, $126. Cost of a week for two, $3,715. South Koreans have been vacationing on Jeju for decades, but the wider world has only recently started to explore this volcanic island. Most flock to the popular Jeongmyung Beach, but you can also enjoy the powdery white sands of the tranquil Hyapje Beach. Hotel prices have fallen by about 8%, reports Hotels.com, while flight costs via stops in Seoul, Shanghai, or other regional hubs tumbled almost 19% over the past year, according to Kayak. Located 60 miles off South Korea's southern coast, Jeju offers outdoor wonders, says Lonely Planet's Megan Eves. At the center of the island, Halasan Mountain soars above the surrounding national park. Admission is free. It's the country's highest peak, with 6 hiking trails that let you explore its walls. To the north is another remnant of the island's geological past, Manjungul Lava Tube, a 5-mile-long cavern littered with volcanic stalactites, shelves, and bridges. Jeju Island's relatively small size, it's only about 20 miles wide, means the ocean is never far away, so fresh local seafood is abundant. Some of that harvest is caught by the Hanyo, traditional female divers. Number 5, El Nido, Philippines. Average airfare, $1,137. Average hotel night, $150. Cost of a week for two, $3,828. Use El Nido, surrounded by turquoise lagoons and limestone formations, as a base to explore the beauty of the Bacoit Archipelago. Both flights and hotel rates have dropped big time over the past year. The average cost of a hotel room dipped 24%, according to Hotels.com, while flights are down 37%, Hopper found. Rent kayaks to experience the best of the area, or book a boat tour to visit sites like the Small and Big Lagoons, Snake Island, and Piña Buyatan. The region's islands feature limestone cliffs, deserted white beaches, and little coves and caves to explore, while the coral reefs will tempt you to grab snorkel or scuba gear for a closer view. Nakpan Beach on El Nido's main island is more touristy, but with a reputation for beauty. You'll find miles of white sand and palm trees, as well as easy access to restaurants, food shacks, and even umbrella seats for rent. For stunning sunset views, meanwhile, visit Las Cabanas Beach. You can squeeze in some final swimming for the day before settling into one of the many bars for a drink as you watch the sun descend. Scuba divers should visit South Entalula, which hosts some of the most colorful and beautiful coral formations in El Nido. More experienced scuba divers can risk the Dalumacad underwater tunnel. This cave formation extends for 50 to 65 feet before opening into a cavern where small fish and crabs can be glimpsed. Then you must swim out a different narrow 32-foot exit tunnel. Number 6, Cozumel, Mexico. Average airfare, $435. Average hotel night, $165. Cost of a week for two, $2,705. Cancun may be one of the more popular travel destinations for Americans, but you could arguably find more beautiful beaches and excursions and slightly less crowds at the neighboring island of Cozumel. Known for its scuba diving, Cozumel's clear water allows for visibility of 100 to 200 feet. You can peer into the Great Mayan Reef, the second largest reef system in the world, at Arrecifes de Cozumel National Park. For just a $2 donation, you can choose from any of the park's wide-ranging dive sites, making it suitable for both beginners and advanced divers. If you'd rather enjoy Cozumel from dry land, you can visit one of the island's dozens of beaches. The terrain varies depending on whether you're on the east or west side of the island. East coast beaches tend to be rocky and unprotected, making them ideal for private travel or snorkeling, while the west coast has more developed and tourist-focused sites. If you're venturing to the east side, take your beloved to Playa Bonita, considered one of the most romantic beaches on the island. It's got gentle waves and powdery sand and is nestled in a cove with its own restaurant bar called Punta Chiqueros. If you want to stay near the beach clubs on the west side, try Playa Corona for some snorkeling or the Playa Palancar, where you can find big crowds and options for drinks and dining. And number 7, the Azores, Portugal. Average airfare, $750. Average hotel night, $99. Cost of a week for two, $3,046. A small archipelago of 9 islands, roughly 1,000 miles off the coast of Portugal, the Azores are home to volcanic mountain peaks, whale watching, and 15th century village architecture. There's no wrong time to visit. Mild year-round temperatures mean there is no off-season, and while summer is peak tourist time, you can see the hydrangeas bloom in early spring and soak in skin-nourishing geothermal pools in the fall and winter. The two islands with the most popular beaches are São Miguel and Santa Maria. The western half of Santa Maria, the oldest island in the Azores, has a dry, warm temperature similar to the Mediterranean, while the east side is hilly and green. The most famous beach, Praia Formosa, on the Baía del Praia Bay, has white sandy beaches and has the island's hillsides in the background. São Miguel, meanwhile, is the largest island of the Azores and famed for its twin lakes, one blue and one green. Some of this island's beaches include the Praia del Vina del Aria, located near many major hotels and a large water park, and the surfer-friendly Praia del Santa Barbara. There are also plenty of ways to see the Azores on dry land. Horseback riding, bicycle tours, hiking, and volcanic exploration are particularly popular, as are visits to the area's ancient villages and churches. Methodology. To find the beach destinations that deliver the best value, money considered more than 3,500 data points from more than 250 of the most popular beach destinations worldwide. For both U.S. and international beach cities, we ranked the 7 that scored highest on overall cost factors, giving the most weight to the price of airfare, lodging, and food, as well as the biggest year-over-year price drops. We also considered the number of beaches each city offered, as well as tourist activities and experience factors like low crime rates and pleasant weather.